والسلام على رسول الله. تنبيهي دا أكربوتو أولنا ماكم suna da yawa kuma har sun kusan nin kama tambayoyin da aka rubuto a wancan makon, duk da cewa wancan makon ma ana bin bubashin waɗansu da bamu karanta ba. Shi yasa in muka zo ba da amsan nan a yi haƙuri za mu yi laifi a gurguje abinda ya zama dole-dole shi za mu amsa. Akwai tambayoyi guda biyu waɗanda suka rubuto da harshen Turanci, zan karanta a gurguje in ɗan ba da amsansu, sannan sai mu ci gaba da waɗanda suka rubuto da Hausa. Ba mamaki waɗanda suke rubutawa da Turanci suna amfana da karatun amamewa ba ta jin Hausa ne, shi yasa kawai zan karanta musu direct. This brother is saying assalamu alaikum, Malam, please is my dua for need. In my dua for any need, must I mention the need or I can mention a comprehensive dua? He is asking whether a person is allowed to make a general dua or you must make a specific one by mentioning the need that he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give for you. It is allowed for you to make a specific dua by mentioning what you want. An example of this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. This is a specific dua. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lil qawmi dhalimin. This is a specific dua. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. This is a specific dua. You can also make a general one but without specifying what you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but making your request to Allah in general that you want the good and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from the evil, whatever evil it is. Like the dua of ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. This is a general term by saying Allah should give you the good. What is that good? You do not specify. It is allowed. وقنا عذاب النار. This is a specific. That means that you can make the specific and you can make a general one. The next one is saying that please, I want to know the Islamic consequences of masturbation. I don't know why every year. Students, especially you among the youth, will ask me about masturbation. The consequences. There are consequences from different aspects. Religious consequences, intellectual consequences, social consequences, and also psychological consequences. Religiously, it is not allowed for you to practice masturbation. This is the preponderant view among the views of the ulama. Because Imam al-Shafi'i says that in the light of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides in Surah Al-Mu'minun and Surah Al-Ma'arij, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. That one of the times, one of the qualities of the good believers is that they protect their chastity, they protect their private parts from anything that is evil, except if it is with their wives or if it is with those whom their hands possess. Imam Shafi'i says, we infer from the provision of this verse that whoever wants to satisfy his sexual desire outside what Allah provides, that is the two options that Allah provides in this verse, that is he has transgressed the limit. So he is committing an evil. By this, we understand that masturbation is an evil in Islam and it is not allowed. And this is the view of the majority of the scholars. And there is also an intellectual consequence. Muslim scientists prove that by the practice of masturbation, it is discovered that people that practice this, they have intellectual problems. Some of them will have a problem of forgetfulness. They will read, but they will forget easily. They will go to the exam hall, but they will forget to write what is right for them to write. This is one of the consequences. If you have this problem and you practice masturbation, please stop masturbating and you will see the difference, inshallah. There is also a psychological problem attached to this. When we were making the exegesis of Surah An-Nisa, I told you that one of the consequences of practicing masturbation is that it causes a psychological problem for the person that practices it. I mentioned to you an example of somebody who was even married, but even after his marriage, he would always remember masturbation and he would like to practice it.